There are lessons for Narcissus. I tell him that sea caves are often green and jellyfish are blue, and they move to the roofs of the caverns like souls in a cathedral, every single one of them just nosing to go. They sting. We say to the learners, leave off the strings of those bad balloons, at those light live wires, those water lianas, that flotsam, that death with a little light in. They'll play above you like actors. They'll hang like saints. You'll think the sun is a white coin there for you to hide from. You'll think that it's your own white eye. It can come, this drunkenness. So we keep to it, the wreck. It has its roof and walls. It has its comforts. Let's keep to it, I say to the bird. Let's keep our bargain. But what I want from him is a word for a word. I tell him, the captain tries, but the ship smells its future. On his bottle there is a picture of a ship. Its wood is green. It looks to the sea, and the sea looks back. The ship is only temporary. In the sky, gulls widen, clouds walk off, and the renovated wartime airplanes spend so long in their worn circles that the afternoon sounds like an old man's dream. I say to the bird, let's remember how it happened. He says nothing at all when I spread a blanket on the dunes, open his cage and read from our guide, informational notes on the wreck of the Miranda, transport ship, bound for the south of Australia, lost with all hands on February 9, 1805, in conditions of bad weather, experienced divers only. He was all replica. I was his cure. Day after day we read together. One day I began to embellish the contents. The water was thick with currents of birds moving like fish. The storm had struck their cages open. Pigeons and squabs lost feathers and grew gills. The parents of the dead were soon comforted to see their children hanging round the prows of their fishing boats. Nets got caught in their knotty hair. All the free settlers were given 10 square miles of seaweed each, and all the convicts were emancipated. One day I went further. Driven by example, soon every ship in the empire sank. Certain edicts gave rise to protocols in the Commonwealth of the Drowned. All trading was exact, eyes for eyes and teeth for teeth. The empire sank with the ships. The walls of coastal cities walked seaward. Ants built nests in banks, and one diarist famously noted, "Undiscovered lands are undiscovered, and where we have been, we are no longer." I say to Narcissus, look, we could have had a confederacy of seagulls. But he's quiet, looking for lice. He's seen a lot. He's a realist.